if you can get beyond your self-doubt and just move, or doubt in itself of this whole gift, and just move into like a child, imagine sitting up on your papa's lap and saying, God, what's on your heart today? And get back to that place where you know he's going to speak to you and you believe it. And then when he speaks, you activate your faith and you believe like a child. This whole gift of the seer anointing will become so much easier and more accessible for you.
Welcome to Mamika TV. I'm your host, Mamika Cooney. Today, I am so excited to introduce a guest to you today who has written several books on a topic I am so curious to learn more about. If you've ever heard about the concept of being a seer, being able to have prophecies and seeing into the spiritual world, as well as trying to figure out those little sort of keys and those sort of scavenger hunts that God likes to send us on, right? He likes to give us things to go and find out about what it is he wants us to do with our life purpose. You are really going to enjoy today's guest. Anna Werner is passionate about leading people in encountering Jesus's heart. She's the founder of Eagles Network and Anna Werner Ministries. Anna travels internationally and equips people to see in the spirit, move in the prophetic, and experience healing and deliverance through her ministry. Her transparency as she shares the realities and experiences she has had in heaven brings the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father, and the power of God in the room wherever she speaks. So welcome, Anna. I'm so excited to have you at the show.
Thanks for having me, Mimika. It's an honor.
Well, I have read all your books. I'm a total fangirl. Like, totally. When I read them and then I get them on audio and I kind of read them again. And, you know, as a writer as well, I get so excited about, you know, learning about these things. And as you learn something, God shows you something else and it sort of reveals things. And what I love about what you talk about is your prophetic gifts and how you're able to see in the spirit. Now, some people are like, well, isn't that for old school Bible times? But your show, your testimony, and you walk it every day. And that's what I really wanted to share with our audience today, is understanding what that all means. But before we get into your books and your content, just give our audience a little bit of a backstory. How did you started doing what you're doing today?
I've been seeing my whole life. You know, I started seeing in the supernatural Jesus when I was 5 years old. I had my very first angel walk into my bedroom when I was five, and I interacted with the angel, touched the angel's wing, and then it was gone. And that was my first experience. But then it shut down for me for many, many years. And I always tell people that story because I think there's those that might be listening to this who've had experiences where they were seeing really clearly with God, and then they go through like a dry season for whatever reason. But that doesn't mean the gift's not for you, or mean that, you know, it's totally done. Because God totally blew my mind. I was in Brazil when I was in my early 20s, and I was a missionary, and I was working in the drug trafficking slums of Brazil. And I was actually working with a ministry that wasn't like moving in the gifts of the Spirit at all. And it was in that context that my spiritual eyes were open, and I was seeing open visions of demons and angels and heaven. And I would actually see what was the stronghold over the city, different areas of the city. I would see, like, my eyes would be open to see words on the buildings that were sitting on top of the city. And I knew, okay, drugs, for instance, is a stronghold here, or lust or whatever. I would just see it with clarity. And as I was ministering there in the streets, and I was working with kids that were really hooked on glue and involved in a lot of witchcraft, is very prevalent there in the slum life. And here I was having all these open visions and going like, what is happening to me? I didn't have anyone to like train me. There wasn't really a book on the seer out at the time, and I wasn't in a ministry that even could understand it. So I thought, am I going crazy here? And that's often a common thing that seers experience. They think, well, that was either, you know, either I'm going crazy, or that was just me, or was that even God, or, you know. And so it was in that environment that I began to really train. And how I did that is I would literally learn with Holy Spirit, okay, when I see this, this is what that means. And it would be through over and over and over that I would get real clarity on this is what I do with this. And I would learn the voice of God. And I think, like, looking back on my story, my testimony, I think that in that environment where I was completely removed from anything that could feel normal to me. I was so dependent on God. And I don't tell this to scare people, but you know, because my life was so much in danger in that environment, there's many times that I followed angels out of situations where we had guns drawn on us, personally, where I, you know, I was very much in danger, and an angel would show up and tell me what to say or where to go. And then my life would be saved. And because I had so many times like that, where it was like, I have to depend on God 100% because he's all I've got, that I felt like it was really open for me. That to say, you don't have to throw yourself into a life dangerous experience to have this gift. But you know, that's just part of my testimony. Like when I think, why did it open for me so much back in Brazil? I think that's partially why. And from there on, that was really like my training. And then from there on, I continued to just train in, you know, people think with seers, there's a misunderstanding of, you know, we just go to heaven and sometimes sit on a cloud, or I don't know, I've had some weird questions thrown at me before, but it wasn't really like that for me. When I got back, I really started training in the gifts of healing and the gifts of deliverance. So applying, okay, when I see this, because I will visually, when I pray for people, see parts of their body highlighted to me. And I know that sounds weird, but that is the way God shows me things. I'll see parts, and it's not just when I'm praying for people. I might be walking through a store and I just see like someone's knee highlighted, and I know, okay, they need healing there. And so I started training on, okay, what do I do when I see this for healing ministry? And likewise with deliverance, because seers often, you know, do move in deliverance. And so, and not everyone does, that's just my personal thing, but I would see things as like words on people as I'm praying for them. They would come to me for prayer and I would be praying for them, and I would see literal words on them, such as bitterness, unforgiveness, things like that, that lock people often into, you know, the assignment of the enemy basically over their bodies. More often than not. Now there are real, obviously this isn't every time, people have physical things going on in their body where they have real attack. But, you know, a lot of times I have seen that our emotions, because we're so body, soul, and mind, our emotions are so tied into often our physical condition. Now, I wasn't planning to go here, Mamika, but I just, you know, I feel Holy Spirit on this. So someone needs to hear this. But so there's times where I will be praying for somebody. Somebody comes in maybe to our healing rooms and they write down on the paper, you know, my low back, for instance, is whatever, problems with it. And without even, when we get those papers, our team doesn't even read the papers at first. We just flip them over, lay hands on them, and ask the Lord, okay, what's your instruction for this? And then we'll get maybe a word of knowledge that has nothing to do with what's on that paper, you know? And then of course we'll flip it over and read it before they come back. And then we'll, you know, pray over them. But more often than not, what happens is I'll get something else that has nothing to do with the back. I'll get a picture. You know, one time, for instance, that one time I was praying for a lady and I got a picture in my mind. So some of you say, well, as a seer, is it like an open vision, like where it's just your eyes are wide open? Or is it like more of an impression in your mind? So I want to say it's both. Okay. Sometimes I'll have an open vision. This was more of an impression. So I just closed my eyes. I had this really quick impression. I saw this lady riding one of those pool noodles. And I thought, okay, that's so weird. I said, God, do you got anything else for me?
Like, yeah, that is really random.
You know, the most profound thing. But he said, no, that's it. That's all I'm giving you. And I was like, oh man. So this is where your faith's got to kick in, right? And I'm like, God, you know, you either really show up or this is not going to go well. So I said to the lady comes in, you know, she needed prayer for, it was a physical thing. And, it was actually a lot of stuff going on. And I said to her, you know this sounds really weird, because I never want to be one of those people that's like, thus saith the Lord. I think that really scares people. I think we have to be naturally supernatural. So I just said, hey, I know this sounds weird, but I was praying for you and I got this really weird picture from the Lord. And I feel like it's from the Lord of you riding a pool noodle. And then right as I say it, then the revelation came and God took over my mouth. And I said, you know, when you were a kid, you went through a childhood trauma that's involved around a pool. And there was a lot of grief from that. And a lot of your childhood, like your childlike joy, was immediately stolen from you. The enemy really came in and stole your joy for life, for trusting God. And this has been a really like a breakdown in your relationship with God. And she started bawling and crying. And I'm thinking, I don't know what just happened. I'm looking at my team going, I don't know if those are good tears or bad tears. I'm like, God, the lady can't see my face. I'm looking at the team going, and they're like, and then she says, after she cries for a while, she says, you know, my brother almost drowned. And wow. I used to ride pool noodles all the time as a kid. And I was really joyful, free spirit kind of girl. And my brother drowned before me and they saved his life. Like he didn't die. But from that point on, I had trauma and just my whole entire role in my family, you know, I became, instead of enjoying life, I became like the protector kind of, and I took that role on as my identity. And I mean, this whole thing came out of, you know, so we walked her through inner healing and long story short, she got healed in her physical body. All the physical stuff went away when we worked through all those things.
So the spiritual and the physical are really, I mean, that's really what disease is dis-ease. And our body eventually starts screaming at us when we're not paying attention to our, as you said, our soul, our mind, our body, and the spirit. And eventually does show up. And that's what I find is so interesting about this as a gift is that it's like, you know, you go to the doctor, they give you a pill for the symptoms, but they never address the cause, which is why I'm so big about encouraging people about, you know, the inner healing process. So take us through this. Like if somebody feels like they have this gift and they really want to step out using that, what advice would you give? Like, you know, is there something that you need to do? Like maybe you feel like you're seeing things and you just said it shut down for a while. And of course, as you mentioned, we don't want to throw ourselves in danger to kind of activate it. What is that? Like, and what do you feel like as Christians, God expects of us when he gives us this gift?
Yeah. Every gift God has given you and I do believe he expects us to train in it. I think of spiritual gifts like working out. Like I feel like we have to train our spiritual gifts or our muscle in it. And so if you're, you know, listening to this and you're like, okay, I can relate. I get often impressions, or maybe you're prophetic. Someone on here is really prophetic and you don't maybe see, but you're a feeler. Like you really sense things. Like you walk in the room and you just immediately sense sadness or depression or, you know, anxiety. Like you just pick up, you're already prophetically wired and you pick up what's in the room. Because seers don't just see, they use all their senses. So you could be a seer, but your main, like James Gull, that's his main thing is actually a feeler. Is his main way he steps into the seeing realm. So that's for somebody. But a practical tip I tell people is take time with the Lord to develop this. So start small. I ask the Lord, you know, take it, like get a journal and ask the Lord, okay, would you tell me or show me something today? And really, and the hardest part for people is actually getting still in their mind. Because you automatically are like, first you get hit with self-doubt. Okay, I just saw a picture of a box. What is that? Okay, that's just me. I don't know. You get hit with doubt, you know, and then you just stop and you're like, oh, that was just crazy. But it's really important to take what you get and just write it down no matter what. Because sometimes the revelation won't come right away. You may not understand it right away. There are things that I have seen, like God took me to heaven one time and I saw this treasure room. Right? And I thought, wow. And I wrote it all down in my journal. And then I said, God, would you confirm it to me? Because God is good. He will always confirm himself, whether it be like you can look based on what you're seeing. Does this match the nature of Christ that I see in the Bible? That's always a good thing as well. Good tip is, you know, to know if this is the enemy, God, or yourself. Does what you're seeing match God and does it give him glory? Okay. So, as I saw that treasure room, then 3 days later, I went to a conference and the main speaker got up there and goes, I don't know why. And like, it was out of the box. She said, I was just in this treasure room with God. And she goes on and describes it to a T, like exactly what, and my assistant was sitting there and I had my journal and I said, look at this. And it was word for word what I'd written. So God is good and he will confirm himself. So don't worry. Don't move to worry about like, was this God? Was this, you know, just get past fear. Fear and doubt are like the the number like one blockages I feel with the seer realm, and actually be intentional with setting aside time for this, where you develop, take 10 minutes a day and just say, God, would you show me what's on your heart for today? And then if you're like, well, what do I, after that, what do I do? Just meditate on the Lord and his goodness and just try to get your mind clear, not in a new age way, just to, you know, because people can take that and go, well, what does that mean? But honestly, the busyness of your mind sometimes is the biggest problem. God is always speaking, but we're not always listening because we're too busy. So seers need, for one, they need creative space. And that means even in your mind, space for God to come and speak to you. So if your mind is so cluttered, you got to declutter it, really. Mm-hmm. I just did a whole conference with Tony Kemp on that one thing, on just decluttering your mind and learn to come back to the basics of getting still with God.
And I think a lot of us, I mean, myself included, I'll admit, you know, being busy is almost easier than sitting still, but it is very vital, important, because it's like God will say to me, I'll be praying about something and he'll be like, and I'll be like, why aren't you answering me? He goes, well, if you shut up and let me talk, maybe you would hear. Yeah. And God is like that sometimes. It's like, okay, when you're done, I'm waiting. When you're finished, you know, it's that practical, right? So that's what I love about it, is this, and then just like with our kids as parents, we're patient. We don't expect them to drive a car at five. You know, God's the same. He's going to develop it. And I love how you said that, even with that story you told us about that woman, is it took your step of faith to really activate it. And you had to decide that, okay, I'm going to just step out and mention the pool noodle. And then once that appeared, so it's almost like, I think we have this false expectation, we're going to get the whole blueprint like right up front. Because then would you say that that's not how it works, right?
No, I mean, there's times where I get the revelation, but there's times where God, so many times I can say where I'm doing ministry and God will just show me something. And in faith, I have to step out and say, you know, I see this and I think God says, and then he fills it in. That sometimes, you know, but I don't move forward until I know that God says, now release it. Like every prophetic word God gives you or impression, it's not always for now. It's not always, you know, right now. But if God says, that's all you get, are you willing to go for it and take the risk? Because it takes a lot to throw yourself out there, you know. But that's another thing for seers. I want to just encourage you, just start taking risks with God. So ask the Lord for an impression while you're praying for somebody. And you can say, hey, I'm just learning to step out in the prophetic. You don't even have to say in the seer realm, because people don't always know what that means. But just say, I'm learning to hear the voice of God. And I think God just gave me like a picture for you. Does this mean anything to you? And just be real humble. I think it's important that we go into, you know, moving in prophecy with humility and just be in the place of I'm just learning. And people receive that a lot easier and better, especially when you're just starting and you're just stepping out, and you won't be burnt as easily as if you were to say, God, show me this picture. And the person's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Who are you again? You know?
And I think that's why a lot of Christians get a bad rap when they go out and you know, God told me and the Lord told me, and they're almost trying to make it sound like it's some, almost like, I don't even know how to put it in words. It puts people off. As you said, it doesn't come across as very like, hey, as on their level. And I think we have isolated a lot of people. And so I think it's great that you say that we just kind of need to step it out. And it might be something small. Sometimes I find like with me as well, God will be like, okay, go get into that. You know, you're at the checkout line and like, okay, which line is going to be the quickest? And he says, go to number three. And I'm like, oh no, that's got too many people in it. Of course, 2 seconds later, that's the fastest moving line. So sometimes it's little things, right? It's not huge things. It might be small little tests of faith.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I wish I had that anointing to know where the quick checkout line is.
That's always work.
That today, but that was amazing. That's never happened to me yet. I wish I had that.
Well, not that it works all the time. The whole trick is to listen. And I think that's a problem I know from myself personally. The disobedience has got me missing out on a lot of things. But that was, you know, as we grow, we learn, we start to trust it. And as you said, it's a muscle. You have to exercise it. So that's what I love about it. But what else do you feel like you have on your heart that you want to share today?
Yeah, I just want to encourage those of you who are just new in the seer realm. I felt like somebody has almost felt like shutting it down because maybe you stepped out in faith and it wasn't received well. You know, I just want to almost recommission you. I felt like the Lord said, recommission the seers who are listening to this, who have had that feeling of self-doubt and felt like, is this really even you, God? And I just want to speak the word over you right now in Jesus' name, that you do hear God with clarity. And so I just want to break off the assignment of the enemy to really take you out and as well just discourage you and shut your gifting down. And so, Father, I just pray a release of faith and just an increase in impartation for the seer anointing. God, I pray that there would be clarity where there it's been a little bit foggy. Somebody listening to this, it's been foggy for you as far as seeing with clarity. Like you used to see clearly, but now it's a little foggy. And Father, I pray that just clarity in Jesus' name right now. And God, just I pray just boldness and courage to be released over somebody who's needing this in this moment in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I love that. Definitely, it's like praying and activating and knowing that you're not one of the crazies. God is stepping you into the next phase and he's got lots of things destined. And it just takes those steps of faith, right? So I totally love it. Now I was going to say, will you pray? And you really went into it. So I'm like so excited.
I have a few other prophetic words.
Yes, go for it. Go for it, yeah.
I don't always know my time frame, but I'm like, I got to get it out.
Yes, whatever you feel, go for it.
Yeah, I just felt like somebody listening to this, your family's going through relational strain right now. And so, Father, I just pray for breakthrough as far as there's been a lot of discord is what I see. Like if a cord's been unraveled like that and you feel personally like you've been unraveled, I can see it now. I get a prophetic picture right now of a cord being unraveled. And that just represents the way you're feeling personally. Like you're just going unraveled. You feel like you're going crazy because all these family strains and relationships. So Father, I speak peace into the storm right now in Jesus' name. And I pray for open communication again, harmony, and as well healing to all the family stream. And then someone else, I just felt to declare a word of the Lord over you. I was reading in my Bible this morning. God highlighted to me. Let's see, where is it? 5. Well, now I can't find it. Well, hold on. I had this great word. Sometimes you got to be patient for the word of the Lord.
Exactly. And that thing is, it's just been going with, as you said, for today. What is God giving you today?
Yeah. So I had this for it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things pass away, and behold, the new things have come. And I heard this, behold, the new things have come. And I saw almost myself like a trumpeter just declaring it over you right now. Behold, the new things have come. So you're going to be entering into a new season. I want to speak that over you because of what you've previously walked through, and you have quite a testimony of your life of being like a combatter. I see you with combat boots on, and you've walked through thing after thing after thing after thing after thing. And because of that, you're like a warrior, but you carry these battle badges on you. Like if you have the brownies had those old vests, like the battle badges, you know, depending where you are in the world, you might not know what I'm talking about. But if you have, imagine battle badges all over your vest. And I just speak the word over you that it's a new season and behold, new things have come. So little warrior, this is your season now and I don't say little, like in demeaning, you're amazing and strong person of God. I mean it out of compassion when I say little warrior. This is a new season of you pressing in to the Lord and hearing his voice, and he's going to speak his love over you. And as you get your identity regrounded in the love of God, you're going to be stronger than you ever were in the past. And this is not your season to continue warring and just like, I could see you just like, you know, like pressing in. But I just feel like God says, this is your season to rest and really renew in the love of the Lord. So God, I just thank you for breakthrough for this person. And this is a season right now as well as just hope over you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank you for that. Breaking off hope deferred. There's lots of people I know who I feel have been living in the whole valley of hope deferred. And we just break that off now in Jesus' name, that this season of it's time to step up. Like I'm hearing it again and again and again. You know, it's time to birth the new. Like I keep seeing things happen. Like for me, I've been seeing 11:11 a lot, like on the clock. Every time I look at my phone, every time I see scriptures, and that really brought me to Hebrews 11:11, which talks about where Sarah was barren, and yet in her faith, she was able to give birth, and how through that faith, even though it seems long, because so many people I speak to feel like the battle has raged on and on and on, and it's like, when is this ever going to end? But I love what you said, that, you know, you've declaring this is a new season. Yeah. This is something we're opening up the gates now.
Yeah, it's a new season. Come on. It's time to step in. Oh, I'm so grateful for being on your show, Mamika.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. You feel like you've managed to share everything that's been on your heart? You've got any other notes you want to share?
I just want to say I have one last tip for those who are just actively seeking the seer anointing is, as some people think that this is immature, it's not actually, is really step in like a child. If you can learn to activate and just move like childlike faith, you know, that scriptures that says, let the little children come to me. You know, I think there's something about that. I have children myself, and children, when you just tell them things, they just believe. Like my daughter just believes wholeheartedly. And sometimes, and I believe, you know, obviously I don't open myself up to anything spiritually. Okay, my husband and me have lots of experience of living overseas in a place where there's tons of witchcraft, and we've had witches coming after us. So we understand not opening ourselves up to things spiritually. But at the same time, some of the church has moved into a religious side where we become a little bit too religious, like God, prove yourself, or put him on the, you know, prove yourself. And I feel like, just to speak over you, that if you can get beyond your self-doubt and just move, or doubt in itself of this whole gift, and just move into like a child, imagine sitting up on your papa's lap and saying, God, what's on your heart today? And get back to that place where you know he's going to speak to you and you believe it. And then when he speaks, you activate your faith and you believe like a child. This whole gift of the seer anointing will become so much easier and more accessible for you.
Definitely. It's taking that step of faith. And that's what I love, is baby steps. Just need to start taking one, right? Yeah. Well, tell our audience, what is the best place they can get in touch with you and find you online?
Yeah, my website is annawerner.org. And then as well, I have on Facebook, I do a lot of social media. But see, people always try and clone you or, you know, make mock-up. So my actual real one is Anna Werner Ministries on Facebook. And you can go, because you can see lots of videos. I do lots of teachings on there.
Yes.
As well as I have a YouTube channel, and you can just look up my name, Anna Werner. You'll find me. So
definitely. We'll have all those links in the show notes. And also your books. Like, I've read Seeing Behind the Veil, which was awesome. And I actually listened to it again on audio. And tell our audience a little bit about the books and the titles so they know what to look for.
Yeah. So my first book is called The Seer's Path. And it's very unpacking what the seer realm is, but very practical tips. At the end of each chapter, there's little practical things for you to do if you really are seeking to grow in the seer anointing. Seeing Behind the Veil is my second book. And the Lord said, would you take 100 of your most powerful encounters with me, with angels, with heaven encounters, and write them in like a devotional. So I wrote it. So not just, I don't want to be somebody, I never want to be someone where you look at my story and you say, wow, she's just, wow, you know, that's amazing for her. I want it to be completely hands-on, where it's equipping for you. So as you read these encounters, what happens is people often get, you don't realize you're getting impartation. And then people usually go into their own encounter with God after they read this. I've had many parents read it to their children, the heaven stories. And then the children like have these dreams and say, Mom, I saw that in heaven. And they're like, wow.
That's awesome.
And then my third book was Accessing the Greater Glory. I wrote it with Larry Sparks. I co-wrote a book about just the glory of God being accessible now, is like the best way I can summarize it. And then my newest book, The Warrior's Dance, A Seer's Guide to Spiritual Warfare, I'm very excited about. And it's a real take on spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare was something that was very much talked about in the past and a little bit overdone. And so people got really tired of almost hearing about it or reading it or something. But it seems like now we're in a new wave. I feel like God is saying, this is what you need to retrain everybody in spiritual warfare. And so it's not your, because I call it the warrior's dance. So it's not your typical kind of war type book. It's more about how do we dance through spiritual warfare and maintain our authority in Christ. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, I love that. Like my book as well is about warrior to warrior, and it's about bringing that back, the old teachings of, nothing's changed. A lot of Jesus's ministry was deliverance and you know, helping people be set free. So why shouldn't it be any different for us? So I'm really excited, but we'll definitely have all these links below in the show notes so you can connect with Anna and make sure that you tell her or that you saw her or heard her on Mamika TV. We love to connect our audience with our guests. And if you enjoyed what we had to say today, make sure to share it with your friends. I'm sure you know somebody who really would be encouraged by today's word. So whatever platform you're on, click those little buttons and go ahead and share. And any comments, any aha moments, anything that you start seeing or any questions, definitely scroll below the video. I'll go back and read every one of our comments and make sure we respond to everybody. Make sure to do that as well. And if you want more freebie resources that I only share with my newsletter community, go to mamikakuni.com and I have a bunch of great freebies you can get, including a study guide that goes with the book, Warrior to Warrior, as well as if you are an author and you feel like you are being called to write, then you've got some resources there. So it's mamikakuni.com. So I'm going to say thank you again, Anna, for being on my show. I'm so excited we made it work.
I'm glad it worked. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome.
Thank you to those watching this or hearing this as well for listening.
Exactly. We can't wait to hear any sort of testimonies. And we know there will be lots of those who heard today stepping out. And we're going to be hearing a lot more of that as you know the Lord starts opening up for you. So I'm going to say thanks to everyone for joining us. Take care. If you want more free resources that we only share with our newsletter community, go to mamikakuni.com and sign up today. We have great resources like ebooks, inspirational screensavers, printables, and exclusive access to our community.